Today's Shir is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Aleph. Amar Aleph, three lines from the top. It says the more it machatzi zayis chutz l'zmanoi. If somebody had a machshava of chatzi zayis chutz l'zmanoi, and then he had another machshava chatzi zayis chutz l'mekoymoi. So that was the din that we learned in the Mishnah, that under those circumstances, the two chatzi zayis combine, but it's going to be considered posel and not pigel. And the halacha will be that there's no chiv koris for eating this, because half the kazayis was chutz mekaymai. Chutz mekaymai, there's no koris. However, after he had those two machshavas, the halacha is now he had another machshava of chatzizayis chutz uzmanai. And the question that the Gemara is posing is, do we go back to the original chatzi kazayis machshava and say now we have a whole kazayis of chutz l'zmanoi? And since we have a whole kazayis of chutz l'zmanoi, not only it's pigel, and if somebody's going to eat from this, there'll be a chiv koris. Amar Rava, to which Rava comments, v'yikaitz kiyoshin ha-pigel. What happens in this situation is that the pigel, which was sort of sleeping, because we only had a chatzi kazayis of the chutz l'zmanoi, awakens, and it combines with the current chutz l'zmanoi chatzi kazayis, and we have a real case of pigel. Whereas Rav Huna holds erim machshavas havi, that it became posel, and once it became posel, it remains posel no matter what. And this question is a question that is not only relevant to our situation of pigel that we're learning. Does the original chatzi kazayis chatz l'zmanoi come back or not? It's also a question that comes up when we speak about hilchos bittel, that if a drop of milk falls into a pot of meat, we know, and the shishim, it becomes bottle. The question is, if it becomes bottle when there is shishim, but we keep on adding drops of milk until we have a very significant amount of milk, do we say kama bottle, and each drop of milk became bottle, and therefore, even though at the end of the day we have so much milk here, it's still bottle? Or do we say that, of course, now we combine all of the milk that's there together, and since we have such a significant amount of milk, that milk cannot become bottle? It's machlokes rishonim. It is the opinion of most rishonim that by hilchos bittel, we say that what was originally became bottle comes back together after we have so much of the milk in the example that I just gave back in this pot of milk. The question is our Gemara connected to that discussion? Where we have here too, the original chatzi kazayis of chutz l'zmanai coming back. The Rishonim say that the two situations are not the same, because there it's a question of tam. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, yes, there is a halacha bittel that the milk becomes bottle in the meat. It doesn't mean that the milk becomes meat. And since the milk does not become meat, so when you have a decent amount of milk, we can no longer say bittel. Here, it's not a question of a substance having taste, not having taste. It's a question of machshavas. Can a machshava come back, or can a machshava not come back? A machshava and a taste are not the same. And in fact, I saw that some mafarshim suggest that our Gemara uses a very interesting wording. The wording of our Gemara just said is v'yiketz kiyoshin ha-pigol. V'yiketz kiyoshin is a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Ches, where the pasuk says v'yiketz kiyoshin Hashem ki giba misroina miyayin. And in fact, I saw that the Chidah has a discussion here. How does the Gemara use this wording of v'yiketz kiyoshin, which is a wording that we just read is a pasuk in Tehillim describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're using it in our Gemara to describe Pigel. And the answer is, as we just said, that our Gemara is trying to speak about a concept. And the concept that our Gemara is discussing is a concept of Machshava. A concept of Machshava, can it come back or not? Which is most appropriate when we compare it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there is no difference by Kadosh Baruch Hu between a Machshava and a Maisa. Whereas when we speak about Pigel, when we speak about Bittel Isser that we mentioned a second ago, they were talking about a Metzias, the milk in the meat. And therefore, the halacha is that it's not the same, and one sugya cannot be learned from the other sugya. But this entire discussion that we just began from the Chidah, that can we use expressions that are used regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu on human beings, there are many Paiskim that want to say that our Gemara is a Raya. As I said, the Chidah says that we can, and that's why we see that great people are described sometimes in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu described. And in fact, I saw that there was a discussion with Rav Chaim Kanievsky that many times when a chassan enters the room by the Sheva Brachos, by the Chasana, we sing Su Sham Rasheichem. Now, Su Sham Rasheichem is a pasuk that describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, can we use such words to describe human beings? And he says that there's no problem. And he used our Gemara, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, as a raya, v'yiketz k'yoshon, that the Gemara here uses the words that are used to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu to describe a machshava regarding Pigel. Amar Rava, to which Rava says, Mana minala, from where do I say that the Pigel, the original Chutzos Manik, comes back? Because the halacha is, as the Gemara, as the Mishnah Masechta Taharos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay teaches us, that the amount of food that could give off tuma is a kebeya. There's a machloikus rishonim, how much food do you need to be makabel tuma? There are those that say that to be makabel tuma, it's also the shear of a kebeya. That's the opinion of Tosfos. Rashi's opinion is, to be makabel tuma, you don't have to have a kebeya. But to transfer tuma, you have to have a kebeya. So the Mishnah there that speaks about food, we have a beish oichel, we have a food the size of an oichel, which is a rishon tuma, a kebeya oichel, and we have a amount of beya food, which is a sheni. Shabal olam zeh bezeh, that got mixed together. So this food that we now have is going to be considered certainly a rishon l'tuma. And because we have at least here a kebeya of food that's tamei. And the halacha is that an ava tuma, like a sheretz or a person who became tamei from a mace that touches a food, they make into a rishon l'tuma. A rishon l'tuma can make a food, another food, if you have a kebeya of it, into a sheni l'tuma. But that's the furthest it could go. A sheni cannot make a shlishi. And therefore, knowing what status of tuma this food has, is a rishon l'tuma or sheni l'tuma, is very important. So here, when we mix these two beyas of food together, so we have here a kebeya of rishon l'tuma, and therefore it will pass the tuma further. However, if we divide this mixture, chilkan, if we divide this mixture into two parts, zeh sheni v'zeh sheni, we have to treat each one of these parts, each one of these pieces, as a sheni l'tuma. Because we only have, even if we'll assume that it was divided right properly, we'll only have a chatzi kebeya of food of tamei, and a chatzi kebeya cannot have the din of a rishon l'tuma, it'll be din like a shein l'tuma. But what do we see from here? If after we divided them, if we would recombine them, they would now have the din of a rishon. They would come back to the shear of a rishon. And this is one of the rayas, actually, that Rashi uses, that you don't have to have a kabeya of food to become tamei, even though you don't have a kabeya when we separated them. So we see that when two things are set, that you could, something which is dormant could become back. Says the Gemara, who says that that's the halacha? Maybe once they were divided, the halacha actually says they cannot come back. Says Mar B'Katani Seifa, because let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nafal Zeba Atzma Kika Shal Truma. If the part that's a Rishal Tuma fell onto Truma, now Truma is more Chomer, is stricter than Chulin. As we said a moment ago, the furthest degree of Tuma by Chulin Oiklin is a Sheni L'Tuma. But by Truma, it goes up to a shlishi, but whenever it's the last stop on tumah, the Mishnah will use the word pasul, because pasul means that it itself is tameh, but it does not have the ability to pass tumah further. So here we see that if they each that don't have a whole kebaya fall on truma, then zebatz makikos shetruma. That each one is a sheni l'tuma, they'll make the truma to a shlishi l'tuma. But let's say naflu shneim k'achas, if we recombine them, so they're going to be treated therefore like a rishon, and since they're going to be treated like a rishon, asu shneya by truma it'll be a sheni l'tuma. So our Gemara has been speaking about something that is not that lost the status, or didn't have a status, and then comes back. Does it come back? The Sefer Chashuk Yechemin has an interesting discussion where somebody received a certain amount of money as an inheritance, and he wants to buy a nicer apartment than the apartment that he is currently living in. And he calls an insurance broker, a real estate broker, and the real estate broker starts looking for a home for him. And he finds for him a beautiful home. And he says it fits all the requirements that this person who's looking for a house requires. The only thing is that this apartment, this house that this real estate broker brought to him, he says, this person says, I know this apartment. I actually lived in this apartment when I first got married. I didn't buy it at that time. I couldn't afford to buy it, but I'm well aware of it. And I don't owe you any brokerage because something which I was aware of originally is not something that you deserve a brokerage fee. The broker says, it doesn't make a difference. I brought you this apartment now, and since I brought you this apartment now, the fact that you were there originally should have no bearing. This is a tshuva, he says, that the Shas of Tshuvas Avnei Chayfetz discusses, and he says that the halacha will be that if it's more than a year since he lived in that apartment, so if it's more than a year since this tenant, this individual lived in the apartment, the fact that he once knew about the apartment has no bearing, and the halachas will have to pay a brokerage fee. But if it's within a year that he lived in that apartment, he suggests that he would not have to pay a brokerage fee. Continues the Gemara. Rav Huna Amar. Rav Huna says, we can't compare that halacha by the tuma to our story with the pigle. Hasam Ikeshura. There we started with a kebeya of food that was a rishon l'tuma and a kebeya of food that was a sheni l'tuma. The only thing is that the rishon that we started with did not somehow lost the shear. But here, we never, hachan al gemara, the case that we're speaking about, leka shura, it never had the proper shear because we only had a chatzik zayis of pig of chutzlos manoi, and a chatzik zayis doesn't become a pigle, and therefore the we can't compare the two cases, and therefore Amar Rav Hamnuna says that we can't use that case as a raya to our Gemara, and Rav Hamnuna's opinion is that we don't resurrect the original chatzik Kizayis of Chutzlos Manoi. And the Gemara says, Mino Aminalof, for where does Rav Hamnuna take this opinion? It says, the Tanan, the Mishnah says, Hoich should not be Avatumah. A food that came in contact with Avatumah, which the Aloch is, a food that comes in contact with Avatumah becomes a Rishon Tumah, Shenitma Vladatumah. And also, you have a Chatzikabeya of food that became tamei from a rishon, and a chatzikabeya food that became tamei from a sheni. The halacha is, if it starts from zemze, we now have a kabeya, latamei kakal shevineim, that they become tamei as a sheni latama. My love, isn't this case referring to even a situation, the hoda malye, that now I have here, I brought now a chatzikabeya of rishon latama. So now I have a whole kebeya of Rishon LaTumah, it wouldn't make a difference. So we see that once it got the status of a Sheni LaTumah, that's what it remains with. And as I said, this is a raya, that food becomes tamei even when you have less than a kebeya. The issue is, does it have the ability to transfer food tumah further? And there we say you have to have a whole tumah. There, to pass further, you have to have a full kebeya. But here we see that even though now we have a kebeya of Rishon LaTumah, it would make a difference. Says the Gemara, that isn't a raya, because Dumadol had the malia. There we're speaking about a case where we remained with a half of a Rishon of kebeya of Rishon and half a kebeya of Sheni. But maybe indeed, had they come back, if we now had a chatzibeya of Rishon LaTumah, the halacha would be that would have a din of Rishon LaTumah. Says the Gemara, Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omar, chatzizayas chutz mekaymai, chatzizayas chutz lozmanai, a little twist on the question that we began with. Here we began with a chatzizayas chutz mekaymai, then we have a chatzizayas chutz lozmanai, and now we have another chatzizayas chutz lozmanai. Tanabar Kapara, Pigle, that since there's nothing interrupting the two chatzik zayis of chutzlos manoi, there's nothing interrupting. In the case that we began our shir, it was chutzlos manoi, chutz mekaymai, then chutzlos manoi. Here, it's chutzlos manoi right away. And therefore, ein chatzik zayis, the chatzik zayis of chutzlos mekaymai that we began with, doesn't play a role, ein chatzi zayis, moel b'mokim kazayis, since we have two chatzi kazayis of chutzlos manoi that were one after the other, the chatzi zayis chutzlos mekaymai that was there at the beginning will not make a difference. Kios Ravin Omar, but when Ravin came, he said, chatzi zayis chutzlos manoi. And we start with chatzi zayis chutzlos manoi, and chatzi zayis chutzlos manoi, and then we had a chatzi zayis of chutz mekaymai, talking about kapara, about pigle. This is pigle. Because you had two chatzik zayisin, this is even an easier case to understand. Because the two chatzik zayis of chutzlos manoi combined to make it into pigle. And then chatzik zayis moel b'mokim kazayis, and the fact that afterwards there was chatzik zayis chutz mekaymai is irrelevant. Rav Ashi masni hoche, chatzik zayis chutzlos manoi, and then kazayis chutz mekaymai, and then chatzik chutzlos manoi. So we had only chatzik zayis of chutzlos manoi. And then we have a full kazayis of chutzlos mekaymai. And that makes it into posel. And now we have a chatzik zayis of chutzlos manoi. So the question is, does this chatzik zayis of chutzlos manoi recombine with the original chatzik zayis of chutzlos manoi? Talking about Kapara's opinion is that it's pigle, because even though we said that even though we this is similar to what we started the shiur with today, when you had chatzizayis, chatz zman, chatzizayis, chutz mekayim, chatzizayis, lemekayimai, that chutz zmanai, they combine. So here too, they combine. But as all the Rishonim point out, it's not exactly the same. Because there was never a full kazayas in between. Here, there was a full kazayas in between. And talking about kapara, pigol, and chatzi kazayas, moya b'makum kazayas. Amar b'yanai, chishiv shiachlu klovim l'makar. What would be the halacha? The halacha is a pigol always means that you're going to have a machshava that it should be eaten lachas manai. What happened in this case was, the machshava was that dogs will eat it chutzlos manai. Pigel, the halacha is that it's considered pigel. Because the pasuk says in Melachim, the pasuk speaks about Izevel, the wife of Achav, who murdered the Nevi'im. And the pasuk speaks about the punishment that she will receive. The ksiv is Izevel, Yorch, Laklovim, Bechelik Israel. So we see what dogs eat is called Achila. The Taisa says that certainly food which is meant to be eaten by an animal is certainly the word achila is appropriate. As the pasuk says, lo behem tachol achaya, asher be'artzecha, tia kol tvasa la'achol. Here, we're speaking about meat of a carbon. And meat of a carbon is not something which is really meant for animals to eat. So the question of the Gemara was, is something which is not normally eaten by animals still got, is the word achila still appropriate to them? And that's what Agamar says, that the word achila is appropriate to them. And the same will be by any animal, if you're serving it food that is meant that for that animal to eat, it's food. What's going to be a halacha that somebody had the meat of a carbon? Not that he had in mind that the Mizbeach, it should be put on the Mizbeach and be consumed by Mizbeach, chutzlos manai, but a regular fire should be consuming it after the Zman, Lamachar. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says the word Achila regarding fire. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Eif, Techleo Eish Lainufa, a fire that wasn't fanned will consume it. Hachinami, the pigle, we say it's pigle. V'chitem, and if you'll suggest that indeed, that would be pigol, v'chitem, achinami, ask the Gemara v'tana, we learned in the Mishnah, lachol kachatzi zayis, ulachtich zayis, we said if somebody had a machshava to eat a chatzi zayis of the meat in the wrong time, and to burn a chatzi zayis of the emrim at the wrong time, kosher, shenachil v'aktar mitzdarfin. But if we're saying now that a Torah, eating a fire is also considered achila, so why can't these two machshavas combine? They're both machshava of achila. Answers the Gemara, indeed, id afka b'loshan achila, if both machshavas were pronounced, according to the many Rishonim who hold that to be pigle, it requires a verbalization of the machshava. So indeed, either afka b'loshan achila achinami, they would combine. Hachmai skina, our Mishnah speaking about a case, the afka b'loshan aktara, the loshan achila chod, loshan aktara lechod. It was said, achatzik zayis, we said aktara, and achatzik zayis, we said achila, and achila and aktara are not the same. By Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi now asks, chishav lechel kazayis b'shnei b'nei adam. The kavana was that two people should eat the kazayis. Mahu. What do we look at? Each one, achatzi kazayis, chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkoymoi. Mahu, what will be the halacha here? Bas machshava zlinen. Do we look at his machshava? Or, and there was a machshava about a kazayis. Or bas oichlen azlinen. Or do we look at the people who are eating the carbon? And we look at the people who are eating, and the eaters are only getting chatzi shir. And the Brisker Rav explains that what is the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, when we look at the shir of a kazayis, which we've been learning is required to make something into pigle, is it a halacha in the carbon that if you had a machshava that a kazayis of this carbon should be eaten chutz l'zmanu chutz l'mekaymai, the carbon becomes pigel? Or is it a machshava? Is the machshava on the eaters that a person will be eating a chatz kazayis chutz l'zmanu chutz l'mekaymai? The mizbeach will have on it a chatz kazayis chutz l'zmanu chutz l'mekaymai. And if we look at it from the perspective of the one who's going to be eating it, so then it would not be pigel. Amar Abaye, so to answer this question, says Abaye Toshma, the Braisa teaches us. The Mishnah taught us, as we just mentioned, that if the machshava was lechel chatzi kazayis, lach the chatzi kazayis, kosher. Ein achil of aktara mitzdarfim, because achil and aktara can't combine. So it clearly seems to indicate, because achila and aktara cannot combine. Halechel v'lechel, if there was a machshava of two achilas, which would be dumya the lechel lahakter, but hechi dami shnei bnei adam, achila and achila, each of a chatzi kazayis, the Mishnah is teaching us that the reason they don't combine in our Mishnah is because we have achila and aktara. But it seems that our Mishnah clearly is indicating that achila and achila, shnei bnei adam, would be mitzdarf. Because if not, the Mishnah should have told us that even achila and achila is not mitzdarf. So now, ask Rava. Boy, Rava, chisha lech kazayis, yes, abachtei achilas pras. You had a machshava and a kazayis, but the machshava was that it's going to take longer than a chtei achilas pras. Mau. So we know that whenever the Torah speaks about eating, it's only considered eating if what you ate, for example, by Macholos Asuris, if you eat something that's not kosher, it's only considered the Midaraisi, the Davera, if it, you ate it within the Shia of Kdei Chilas Pras. Where there's a mitzvah to eat something, for example, matzah on Pesach, it has to be eaten with Kdei Chilas Pras, which is anywhere different opinions, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 9 minutes. Here, there was a machshava about a pigel on a kazayis, but the intention was they eat that kazayis in longer than the shear of kdei achilas pras. Ma'al achil gvoy medamin ala, and by burning on the mizbeach, there is no concept of kdei achilas pras. Or achilas hedim medamin ala, and as we just said, when we speak about people eating, it's always within the shear of kdei achilas pras. Amar bai toshma. Our Mishnah, again from the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about a case of lechel k'chatzi zayis, lehak de k'chatzi zayis, kosher. Why? Shein achil v'aktar mitzdarfen. What do we see? What is the issue? The lechel v'lehakter. Halechel v'lechel mitzdarf. Says the more v'aktaro, always is yoyis mechtei achilas pras. And how could, so we see that achilas pras is not a consideration when we speak about pigel. Says the Mar Dilma, our Mishnah is speaking about a Hesa Gadol, and it gets burned very quickly with the Achilas Pras. So the Stipler asks, he doesn't understand Rava's question. He says, the Gemara just said that if a machshava about two people eating each one a chatzi kazayis will become pigel. When two people are eating it, there's no concept of Kedei Achilas Pras. Kedei Achilas Pras means that I eat it within a certain amount of time. So the fact, asked the Stipler, the Gemara said that when two people are going to eat the pigel, each one a chatzi kazayis, it makes it into pigel, is clearly, why should that not clearly be a raya that we do combine, that Kedei Achilas Pras is not a consideration here. Answers the Stipler. When we think about Kedei Achilas Pras, we think about Kedei Achilas Pras in two ways. One way of thinking Kedei Achilas Pras is that somebody ate the food, eating it all the time, but just ate slowly. And this kazayis of food, let's say, as we just discussed, instead of eating it and the amount of time of Kedei Achilas Pras, it took him longer. But there's another example of Kedei Achilas Pras. The other example of Kedei Achilas Pras, points out the Stipler, is a case where the two people, where somebody ate the food, stopped in the middle, and then and then resumed eating it. And because he was into, because he stopped in the middle, that's why it took longer than Kedei Achilas Pras. So says the Stipler. When we speak about the case, when we speak about the case of two people eating, we're talking about a case that each one is going to eat the Chatzik Zayis, and they're eating it within the right amount of time. So then the Gemara said that they'll combine. Our Gemara here is speaking about when where he's going to stop, and he's stopping to eat, and he's eating it very slowly. When you're eating it very, on the contrary, when you're eating it slowly, that's the case Rav is talking about. When you're eating and stopping, when you're eating it normally, just it's not one person eating it, it's two people eating it, there the Gemara indeed could bring a raya from the case of the two people. The two people can combine. If two people could combine, each one, if one is eating it slowly, it'll also be Kedei Achilas Pras, as long as he didn't stop. But when he ate it slowly, that isn't the case of Shnei Bnei Adam, explains the Stipler. Because there, it's not, it's because when we have Shnei Bnei Adam, each one is eating it properly, they're each just eating Chatzik Zayis. Here, when the Gemara's question here about Kedei Achilas Pras is about a situation, explains the Stipler, where the person ate all by himself, but he stopped in the middle. That isn't a case that we just mentioned. And since that isn't the case that we just mentioned, it could be that in this case, suggests the Stipler, that's what Rav's question is, will it be considered pigel or not? And there's actually a very interesting discussion that the Mishnah Brewer already discusses and the Sefer Afikei Yam discusses, and that is in a situation where two people, where a person makes Kiddush, and the halach is that a Maloy Lugmav of the Kiddush cup should be consumed. And what will be the halach? The Shulchan Aruch says that L'chatchila, of course, one person should drink all the wine that you have to drink, the Maloy Lugmav. But let's say, says the Shulchan Aruch, we have a situation where we can't have what we were, it's difficult for whatever reason for the person to make kiddush to drink the whole Maloy Lugmav, does, and he gives a little of the wine to the people who are sitting, they could combine to have the Maloy Lugmav consumed. And the question that the Mishnah Berurah says, when we're doing that, do they have to all have consumed that wine, Kedei Achilas Pras? And the Sefer Afikei Yam wants to suggest that it has to be done in that shear of Kedei Achilas. That the Mishnah Afikei Yam says no. He says, our Gemara is teaching us that if two people drink it, it's not going to be considered. If each one drinks it properly, there's no problem of Kedei Achilas Pras. So it seems to me that the way to view what the Mishnah Berurah is saying and what the Afikei Yam is saying, and I saw that the Rav Yisrael Yankov Fisher discusses this also, it'll make the Mishnah Berurah indeed says that if we're combining a number of people drinking this wine, it has to be Kedei Achilas Pras. But perhaps what the Mishnah Berurah means to say is that they're all drinking Kedei Achilas Pras, but they all have to be drinking it. What the Mishnah Berurah means to say is they all have to be drinking it in the way wine is normally consumed. And if they're going to be drinking it too slowly, just like Rava has a question, is that considered a Maisa Achila by Pigel? It may not be, says the Mishnah Berurah, a Maisa Shtia by drinking the wine. But if each one of them is drinking from that cup of wine, and they're passing the cup from one person to the next person, and because they're passing that cup from one person to the next person, we combine all that time, we'll have more Kedei Achilas Pras. But every person, when he drank what he drank it in the right amount of time. Maybe under those circumstances, the Mishnah Berurah would agree that that's acceptable. We learned in the Mishnah, Lachuk Chatzizayis, Ulahakti chatzizai is kosher, a din that we've mentioned many times in our shir today, that achila and aktara don't combine. So points out the Gemara, tama the lecha ulahakti. There was two different machshavas, a machshava and achila, and a machshava on aktara. Halechol, if somebody had a machshava lechol to eat, ulechol davishain dak lechol, what would be a halacha that somebody had a machshava to eat of chatzi kazayis, to eat a chatzi kazayis of meat, and to eat a chatzi kazayis of emrim, which is not meant to be eaten, lechol v'lechol davishain arko, but starve. But as the Gemara, how could we say that? Haktani Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah taught us, lechol shadak lechol, shadak lechol in. When is a machshava of achila, a machshava that would be a problem? When your machshava was regarding something which is meant to be eaten. Shein darkar, but if it's not something that's meant to be eaten, a machshava on that will not be a machshava. Amar b'yemiya, homani, who is the Tanava Mishnah? Yet in our end of the Mishnah, it seems that if you have a machshava lechol, two chatzi kazaisim, one is something meant to be eaten, and one something that's not meant to be eaten, they will combine. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Hamani, who's the Tanava Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Yidame Mechashen, Mechilas Adam Lechilas Mizbeach, Mechilas Mizbeach Lechilas Adam. The Tanan, as we're going to learn in Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hei, Hashoich Rez HaZavach, Lechol Dovashen Da'akol Lechol, you had a machshava when you shecked the carbon to eat something which is not meant to be eaten, or Lechakta Dovashen Da'akol Lechakter, or to be makter, something that's not meant to be burnt on the Mizbeach, kosher. Rabbi Elazar Poysel, he says that even such a machshava is a problem. So we're going to say the end of our Mishnah is representing that opinion. Abayam afil tem Rabbanon. The Mishnah, at the end of our Mishnah, can follow even the opinion of Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Elazar. V'loy temam. But the diik that was made in understanding the end of Mishnah is wrong. Don't explain that the end of Mishnah means halechol v'lechol davish ein da'ak halechol. If somebody had a machshava on a chatzi kazayis, a meat, and another chatzi kazayis, then even though he thought about each one individually, they're going to combine, says the Gemara. Makamashmon. If that's what the Mishnah means to tell us, ask the Gemara on Abaye, what is the Mishnah teaching us? If the Mishnah is coming to teach us that if you had two separate machshavas on a chatzi kazayis, a food that's meant to be eaten, that's the way the carbon will become pigul apostle. That we can learn from the beginning of the Mishnah. Because the beginning of the Mishnah said, chatzi zayis b'chutz, chatzi zayis l'machol pasur. The reason it's only possible, because you never had more than a chatzi kazayis of chutzlos manoi. Clearly indicating that if you had a chatzi kazayis chutzlos manoi, and another chatzi kazayis chutzlos manoi, pigel. Ilechol lahakter, if you want to tell me that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that they had a machshava to eat a chatzi kazayis and to be makd a chatzi kazayis, that they're not combining, but the ruk dereshi shmamino, that we also could learn. The Mishnah says, lechol davish daka lechol in, shein daka lechol loy. If you had a machshava about eating something not meant to be eaten, or be makd as something not meant to be makd, it's nothing. Hashta. And therefore, if ma lechol v'lechol davish shein daka lechol loy mitztarif, lechol hakadam ribayi, so why would the Mishnah have to even mention the sefer? It should be clearly learned from the resha. Says the Gemara, this is what we're learning. Lechol lahakter itztruch. That if you had a machshava to eat a chatzi kazayis of meat and be makd the chatzi kazayis of emrim, it's a chiddush. Sakadat chamina uhasam in the ratio, why don't they combine? The lav urcha machashiv. You're thinking about eating something that's not meant to be eaten. You're thinking about something to be makder, something that's not meant to be makder. Aval hocham, in the case at the end of the Mishnah, where you're thinking about eating something that's meant to be eaten, lechol davish da'ak lechol, and you're thinking about being makter, something which is meant to be makter, the high korche behai korche, each one of these are things that are normally done. Emel starf, maybe they should be mitzdarf, kamash malon, that since this is achila, this is aktara, even though you're thinking about things that are normally eaten or burnt that way, it's still they cannot combine.